This is a segment we call Let's Get to Know. We've got our first ever pair of twins on the show together. We've got Caden and Devin Brown, longtime varsity members of both the track and field team and cross country. For both of you, thank you for joining us. I'm going to have you introduce yourself to the audience, and then we'll go from there.
Hey, I'm Caden Brown. I'm a member of the Pella cross country and track team.
I'm Devin Brown. I'm also a part of the Pella High School cross country team. I've been doing it for 6 years, and this year is I'm going to be a senior. So last year, yeah. And we're going to go out and just give it all we got.
And not quite triplets, because we have a younger brother who's joining the team. I got to interview him in middle school, now at the high school. So there are three Browns in cross country. Can the team handle that?
Oh, 100%, dude. Like, he's honestly, he can be a little bit of a troublemaker sometimes, but other than that, though, he's a great guy, and I think he has a pretty promising future with this team.
And you guys were telling me before that you got him in distance running. Now, he hasn't done a lot of distance running until now when you guys went to Oregon.
Yes, we've encouraged him to do a lot of distance running over this summer, and I think sometimes it's a little hard to get him up, but he's done pretty well this summer, and I'm excited to see what he's got.
Well, for those who don't know, the Brown family loves their physical fitness and running in particular. In fact, I was on my way to Grinnell the other morning, and I saw your dad and grandpa out running about 5 in the morning. So, you know, what does running mean to you guys, and what's it like just to have that family tradition that you've been able to carry on these last several years?
I think it's just it's a good motivator to just it's free fitness. So just being able to just go out and just wake up in the morning and go out and just run just for it can be even just like just a 5K. Or it can be 10 miles, whatever you're feeling. Like, I just feel like it's so good for, like, your just body and, like, mind and soul to be able to just constantly do that and get just stay fit, stay strong, and be able to just go out and do just, like, daily tasks. Because, like, it benefits you so much in the long run of life. And I feel like it's benefited us so much over our lives.
Well, and Caden, not only is running a big part of your family, it's also been the wheels for cross country and track. Sometimes you got to break out the big green bus. What's that been like to have your family around at so many of these meets, and it feels like so close knit together?
It is amazing. Just having like my whole family being there to support Devin and I has been really great. It's been a great motivator over the past years, middle school and high school, and to be able to have that for one more year is pretty cool.
And to travel in comfort and in style, right, with the Brown
Indeed.
Family. We're here with the Brown twins from the cross country and track and field team. Let's get to know. So I ask this question on each segment. Hawkeyes and Cyclones, and is it a front united here, or are we a house divided?
Oh, it is a front united. Hawkeyes all the
yes.
way.
Yes, Hawkeyes.
Is there a reason why? Any reason in particular?
I think my parents just were Hawkeye fans, and that just kind of grew on the rest of us.
Caden, you have any favorite Hawkeye memories?
I mean, we haven't been to, like, a Hawkeye game before.
We cheer from the TVs.
We cheer from the TVs.
So, if I've made it obvious, you're both twins. It's taken me a while to get to know each of you individually over the course of the years. Have you ever played any kind of prank-like twin magic on somebody? And if so, what was the best example?
Let's see. Pranks. Shoot. Let's see. I'm trying to rack my brain. I've definitely done something before.
I mean,
not really much prank-wise, but just we're pretty competitive between the two of us.
What?
Like, not a bad way, but just whatever comes about, one of us tries to just be just kind of one-up the other.
Yeah.
I mean, it can get a little, you know, fishy sometimes, but...
I will say, like, the most common form of pranking between us with other people is like intentionally saying that we're the other one.
That's a good one.
Like sometimes
like
if we
that.
Have like name tags, we'll put the other person's name
that's
tag
good,
on and then it just throws them off.
That's very cruel for broadcasters who have to cover about 100 kids a year. You know, what has that benefit been like though too? Because obviously I think people have had siblings. We all have siblings. I have a brother. But what's it like to have somebody who's so close in age and so close in all these other things like that?
It's nice because like not even like on the team, it's always nice having just that other person there. It's like another me to just kind of talk about and like grow with, because we run like basically the exact same times, and that always is fluctuating. So being able to like compare each other and just be able to build each other up from that, and even just like outside, like just in public, I guess I have someone to talk to all the time. So
exactly, yeah. Going off of what he said, it's a great motivator for races, for practices, or just like team stuff in general, because you know we're always together pretty much most of the time, and I think we just have this, we have this bond that is able to just help build up other people along with us.
Yeah. Do you have a twin tradition of any kind, a handshake, anything like that that you're willing to share with our audiences, or something special that you guys share as a bond? I mean, again, siblings are one thing, but twins are another, right?
I mean, we don't really have a handshake.
We can work on one.
And we could work on one. If we're ever on this podcast again, like, I'd be down. We'll make one up by then, and we'll share it with the audience.
Caden, anything in particular that is just special to you and Devin?
Honestly, I just think it's our bond that we've had for life, pretty much.
We were born together.
Yeah.
Who is the older twin?
It is me by 2 minutes. Caden.
No, that's a theory. Okay. Doctors make mistakes too, okay?
You think they switched it up at...
I think they switched it up, okay?
They didn't do the marker on the arm.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, obviously you're going into your last season here, both in the fall and in the spring. What are you looking forward to most about sharing it with each other and having one more opportunity to push towards Fort Dodge and do all the things you're going to do here coming up, not just this season, but in the spring as well?
Having the last five years to just run with him along my side, it's been truly a blessing. And just going out with just one more year of just us with each other, by each other's sides. I'm stumbling.
Hey, but me too.
To be able to run again with him and continue to push each other just to reach new heights and just honestly give it the best season we've ever had.
Yeah, I agree. Just get out this cross-country season here and just, like, get on the grind. Keep pushing each other because we only got one left. You might as well just go out with a bang. Same for the track season in the spring. Going to keep building each other up and just keep working at it. Make this one the best one yet.
It should be a whole lot of fun. Devin and Caden, the Brown Twins, joining us here on a segment we call Let's Get to Know. Gentlemen, congratulations on a great career so far, or careers plural, and look forward to seeing you out there this fall. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you.